Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
News agency Axios is reporting that anti-DEI shareholder proposals have surged over the past few years. Joining us to talk more about it is Emily Peck. She is markets correspondent with Axios. Emily, what are you seeing in this area?
Well, I'm seeing overall a big backlash to diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts inside companies. Your listeners may already be aware of this. And some of that backlash is hitting boardrooms, basically. There are these anti-DEI groups that are filing these requests with boards. They want shareholders to vote, and they want companies to look at their DEI processes and initiatives and make sure they're not in any kind of like legal or reputational or financial risk because of them.
So with shareholders, it's typically about the bottom line. You know, why do they care? How do they see it as impacting the bottom line?
It's not totally clear. I mean, the big charge, I guess, against DEI from these groups, and these are groups with sort of their explicit purpose is to speak out against DEI and curtail its use. And the criticism is that focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion hurts the bottom line because companies wind up hiring people who aren't qualified for the jobs. Now, no person in the DEI space, and most companies that use these strategies would disagree. They would say, you know, we're just trying to find as many qualified candidates as we can and choose from them. But that's the criticism, and that's where they say it hurts the bottom line. They also allege that DEI is a distraction from focusing on profits and revenue.
Can you give us some examples of these groups or some names that might be connected with them?
Sure. So the conservative think tank that recently, for example, did a shareholder proposal with Costco is called the National Center for Public Policy Research. They're a conservative think tank. Trump advisor Stephen Miller has a group, America First. They're more focused on litigation, filing lawsuits against companies for their DEI practices. There's also an activist in Tennessee called Robbie Starbuck. He's sort of an interesting case. He is popular on social media, and he writes these like long posts about various companies' DEI projects and, you know, gets a lot of, I guess, grassroots attention on social media and has had some success in getting companies to scale back on DEI.
You mentioned Costco. Any other big targets among corporations?
Yeah. So in last year, there were 13 anti-DEI proposals at the Russell 3000 firms. So 3,000 companies, just 13 proposals. It doesn't sound like a lot, but the companies targeted were really big. Alphabet, Apple, Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Boeing, just to name a few.
How are these corporations responding? I know, for example, you gave the example of Costco, which really pushed back on the proposal that it was hit with.
Yeah, Costco is unusual. It's an unusual case. A lot of these companies have been scaling back in response to opposition. I mentioned Boeing before. They dismantled their DEI department last year. I guess they were like, we're having enough trouble in so many areas. Let's not even bother. But Costco, they grabbed headlines over the holidays because they put out a really robust defense of their DEI efforts. You know, they say this is about their values. They want to emphasize the importance of creating opportunities for all kinds of people and connect with a, you know, diverse customer base. And they believe that these efforts enhance their capacity to attract and retain employees and, you know, be a successful company. And they advised people to vote against the anti-DEI shareholder proposal and said they wouldn't be changing anything they do.
this in perspective overall when we look at the proposals that you mentioned compared to maybe overall proposals concerning DEI?
Yeah, so there are still more pro-DEI proposals being floated to companies than anti. So in 2024, I mentioned 13 anti-DEI proposals. There were 38 pro-DEI proposals, you know, asking companies to, I don't know, look at who they're hiring and do kind of audits on pay, things like that. Those are still more popular.
Do you see this as a continuing trend in 2025 and beyond?
Oh, for sure. I think we have not seen the last of these anti-DEI proposals or backlash with President-elect Trump coming into office. He's been pretty outspoken against DEI, so you'll see it being curtailed at the federal level, and you'll see more action taking place in the states. And I would bet you would see more companies scaling back. So far this year, we've seen McDonald's ratcheting back its DEI program.
Axios Markets correspondent Emily Peck, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.